Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Diego Alfonso, airline transport pilot, designated pilot examiner with over 13,000 hours of dual given from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, one of your hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Broadcasting live and in the clear from the Florida Air Museum at the Sonam Fund Complex in Lakeland, Florida. During the 40th annual Sonam Fund Fly-In and Exposition. Today, our guest is Mr. Eric Wolves. Eric.
¿Cómo estás, señor Alfonso?
Muy bien, muy bien. Eric and I, we go back quite a few years. I think this will be probably one of the easiest interviews.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't go back there at all, actually. Yeah.
Our hairs were very dark and our bellies were not there,
of thing. Yeah, this is the good camera, right? Which was the skinny camera? Oh, anyway.
Eric, we're really glad that you're here with us today, and you represent the National Aviation Safety Foundation. But before we get there, what I would like, and our audience probably is anticipating, is that you tell us a little bit about your aviation background. So you can start right from the very beginning. Where did the dream come from?
I guess since the first time I looked up and saw something in the air that wasn't a bird. Okay. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a pilot. I started taking classes at the University of Florida back when, oh my gosh, what were we paying? It was like $15 an hour for a 150, and the instruction was only like $10 an hour. And I stopped because I couldn't afford it. Holy cow. It wasn't until later that I finally got my my private pilot's license. And I never got above that because there really wasn't a use for it. Right. And it's always been just a passion and a hobby. Back then, and this was, golly, how long ago was this? This was like 20 years ago. There were the aviation safety seminars where you could get your wings, the wings program. And I was one of the people that organized those. And in fact, it was out of that this organization, the National Aviation Safety Foundation, came about. At first it was called the North Florida Aviation Safety Foundation, and then the Florida Aviation Safety Foundation, and then the National Aviation Safety Foundation. And we moved away from live seminars to video. In fact, this broadcast here is one of the functions of it. The National Aviation Safety Foundation has to do with the Florida Aviation Network. And now we're, instead of doing the live broadcast, and we do still do some here at Sun and Fun and other places, most of our time is spent putting together seminars that are recorded so that everyone in the country can enjoy them. And we have, in fact, I'm not the expert on that, but very frequently there are programs and seminars that go out either over the internet or out over the satellite. And so that function has continued since then. And even though I am an attorney and a pilot, I was still fairly low hours. I'm not an aviation attorney.
Okay.
And so that's what brings me here today. All attorneys, in fact, most professionals, have to have what they call recurrent training, kind of like pilots. Okay. So if I want to fly my law license, I occasionally have to go back to class and make sure that I'm up to snuff. And so what we've decided to do, and this is the first year doing it, and hopefully we'll be able to continue it, is we're going to be bringing in some attorneys to actually talk at some of the forums here at Sun and Fun. And in fact, today we have two, and one starts at 11 o'clock, and that'll be attorney Jerry Trachtman from Melbourne. And he has a great presentation called Aviation Law 101, basic stuff. And the nice thing about it is that this is a great seminar for just the average pilot and attorneys. Like with me, I don't practice aviation law. I'm going to learn a lot today. And that seminar is going to be at 11 o'clock in room 9, across the ways here at the at the Aviation Academy. Then at 1 o'clock, we have Charlie Morgenstein from Boca Raton, who's going to do a seminar on FAA enforcement issues. And this is going to be how to keep it legal and what happens if you slip a bit, on purpose or by accident. Yeah. You know, and there are things that you need to do and procedures that you need to take. What we're doing with these is we are videotaping these, and these are going to be available nationwide to attorneys all over the country, in fact wherever, for their continuing legal education credits. So they'll be able to take advantage of what we're doing today to keep current with their own licenses, and you know, whether or not they practice aviation law or they're just a pilot. You know, with me, I don't practice aviation law, but this is stuff I need to know too.
Exactly. And not only that, you know, as you know, I was an FAA inspector for about 8 years, seven and a half, 8 years. And I think that pilots out there need to be familiar with the law side of flying. Flying is a lot of fun. But if something happens and you're really not privy to a lot of the things, it could be probably not a very good experience. So I really, really, really encourage that program and encourage pilots to go and watch these seminars. And you say the seminars are being conducted today. Would you repeat where this is going to be done?
Today, April 1st, it's going to be across the way here at the Aviation Academy, the high school. It's going to be in room 9. The first one is going to be at 11 o'clock, and that's Jerry Trachtman's Aviation Law 101. And then the second one is going to be Charlie Morgenstein's FAA enforcement issues. Now, here's something else, attorneys. Remember that, well, in fact, you have one. You have a current version of this. You're required to have a current version of this. The FARs, what does that stand for? Federal Aviation Regulations. That's law.
Yeah.
Okay, so even though you're sitting in the seat and you're keeping the wings level and you got lots of fuel in your tank, you know, next to you or in your flight bag, you have, you know, an inch and a half thick, maybe 2 inch thick copy of the law. And as much fun as aviation is, there's the regulatory side, and it's something that we all have to keep mindful of.
Exactly. And one of the things that I hear a lot is that people are kind of confused. They're confused about regulations, you know, because they're kind of open to interpretation, so to speak. And the idea of the regulation is to kind of guide the pilot to do the right thing. But then you have interpretations of it. And sometimes when I do seminars, I have a lot of pilots say, well, I'm confused about this. Am I confused about that? And you know what I tell them? I said, you know what? It's good to be confused.
That means you're paying attention.
Well, not only that, but here's my take. The take is, for instance, in my country, everybody knows the law. There is no confusion because we have too much government.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's okay because we're regulated. I'd rather be regulated than mandated. You know
true.
What I mean? And that is a big difference. So
that's true.
I really, really, really applaud you and the organization for taking that course. Now, tell us, what is the future of the National Aviation Safety Foundation?
Pretty much doing the same thing that we are doing, but branching out a little bit. The interesting thing about this is that the technology has changed tremendously. The first, I guess, show that we ever did was a long time ago. I did a program called Aviation Safety. And it was on. It was a 20-part show, once a week for 20 weeks, and that was put on the Bright House government channel.
Okay.
And that was on cable. Okay, that was before the internet.
Yeah.
So that wasn't there. And as the years have passed, we took advantage of satellites, and now on the internet. Actually, for a long time, you know, I think we still have the largest taped library of aviation safety programs anywhere. You know, we have thousands and thousands of hours of programming. In fact, for a long time, that was the easiest way to do it. We would tape it, someone would request a copy, and we'd send it to them.
Yes, I remember those days.
Yes. I wasn't too long ago, I was moving some of those boxes. And they're still there. And now with the internet, it is much easier. It really is. In fact, the seminars, that we're doing today are to benefit the National Aviation Safety Foundation in its safety and what it intends to do. In fact, those seminars are going to be available for you attorneys out there for credit on MyLawCLE. Just sounds just like it is, MyLawCLE.com. And it's going to be available for credit for the next year.
Okay.
Until we come back next year and do more.
And do more.
And hopefully, really the focus of what I want to do is I want to make this the National Aviation Law Summit at Sun and Fun. And so that's what my own personal goal is. And the organization is to put the word out on safety. You know, keep everybody having fun and not becoming mentioned in regulations or statistics.
That's right. Probably, I'm just going to change a little bit
right
here,
ahead.
But I'm just going to tell you about something that probably you have forgotten already, but many, many years ago, my son had an engine failure in Orlando.
I was there that day.
I know.
I remember.
I know. Not only you were there, but, you know, I have a copy. I had a friend of mine who worked for Channel 9 at the time, and he made a copy of all the television coverage of that incident. And you're there.
Yeah,
actually, you were interviewed by, I don't remember, it was Channel 9 or Channel 2. And we were watching this the other day, and there were you.
Really?
So, wow. I have a copy, so I'd probably make a copy and send it to
yeah.
you. Okay, now, before we go, would you like to tell our audience how can they help the National Aviation Safety Foundation?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because even though we are based here in Central Florida, our office is in Orlando. We do most of our actual activities here at Lakeland. There really is a need for help nationwide, because there are things that we could do. I guess probably the best thing to do would be to contact us and talk about the type of programs that we can do in their particular areas. We also love to work with companies, putting on programs with the help of companies around the country, and it works two ways. They may have a product or a location or something that we can use to talk about safety with, and this would be a great way for them, you know, to get a little bit of PR for their company. But just even volunteers and different things. I'm not exactly sure what the best phone number to call would be, to tell you
okay.
the truth.
Okay.
And we will figure that out. Actually, I'll throw my phone number out there, and I can certainly refer.
Okay.
My phone number at my office is area code 407-894-1002. That's 407-894-1002. And yeah, we're looking for talent in all forms, shapes, and sizes. And we'll figure out something that everyone can help with to promote aviation safety.
Eric, we have come to that point in the program that we're going to have to say goodbye, and we're so glad
that
you were able to come here. And also, we're so glad that you're conducting that kind of a operation, so to speak, as far as safety is concerned. And have a great day. Enjoy yourself. And thank you very much, and we will be with you shortly.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.